Chapter 5. Hours later, shirt sleeves rolled up, the ashtrays full, coffee mugs and dirty plates strewn everywhere, papers spilling over the table and onto the floor, and the air thick with dope smoke from the many joints being passed around to aid concentration and radical creative thinking. God sighs, exhaling herby, woody smoke as he finally asks the obvious question. What the fuck, God asks, happened with the Christians? There are fucking Christians everywhere. It got convoluted, Peter says. Convoluted? What the fuck is there to get convoluted about be nice?
If I may, sir, Matthew says, standing up.
God gestures, indicating that he has the floor.
There's been a lot of splintering going on. You have the Catholics, obviously.
Right, so that's one, God says.
Not exactly one, sir, no. There's various, subgroups within the Catholics. You've got the Maronite Church, the Melkites, the Ruthenian, or Byzantine, Catholic Church, the Chaldeans, the...
Look, what's the difference? God asks.
Well, they mainly believe that the Pope is your representative on Earth.
Fuck me, God says.
But, Matthew continues, there are differences of theological emphasis concerning, things like, say, the Latin depiction of purgatory.
Who, God says, pouring more coffee, gives a drop of fucking piss about the Latin depiction of purgatory?
A fine point, sir. However, some seem to. Then there's things like the patriarchal exarchate for Orthodox parishes of Russian tradition in Western Europe. There's Oriental Orthodox churches. As you'll remember, they didn't accept the Council of Chalcedon back in 451. The Coptic Orthodox Church of Alexandria, Jacobite Syrian Christian Church, the Malankara Orthodox Syrian Church, Eritrean Orthodox Tewahedo Church, Assyrian Church of the East, Mariavite Church, Palmarian Catholic Church, True Catholic Church, Liberal Catholic Church, Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association, Catholic Charismatic Church of Canada, Communion of Christ the Redeemer,
These are all still the Catholics.
Yes, sir.
Skip forward, God says, Matthew's voice literally driving everyone insane.
Well, then there's the Protestants. Within that, you have Presbyterians, Baptists, Anabaptists, Methodists, Pentecostalists, Episcopalians, Charismatics, Neo-Charismatics, and the, Lutherans.
Right, thank you.
And within those groups, there's the likes of the Apostolic Lutheran Church of America, the Confessional Evangelical Lutheran Conference, the Remonstrant Brotherhood, the Confederation of Reformed Evangelical Churches, the Upper Cumberland Presbyterian Church. This list is by no means exhaustive, by the way.
God disagreed. He was already exhausted.
Then there's the Amish. You've got Schwarzentruber Amish, Old Order Amish, Nebraska Amish, Beachy Amish, then the Hutterites, the Bruderhof communities, Abecedarians. No, hang on, they're extinct. Sorry, the Mennonites, and within that, the Chortitzer Mennonite Conference, Haldeman Mennonites, Evangelical Mennonites, the Methodists, Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, Free Methodists, United Methodists, Primitive Methodists, the Baptists, old-time missionary Baptists, regular Baptists, old regular Baptists, progressive Baptists, separate Baptists, Separate Baptists in Christ, Seventh-day Baptists, Southeast Baptist Convention, Southern Baptists of Texas, Free Will Baptists, Bible Baptists, Conservative Baptist Association of America, Primitive Baptists, Black Primitive Baptists, the Norwegian Baptist Union, and, the Interstate and Foreign Landmark Missionary Baptist Association.
That's it?
For the Baptists. Then there's the Brethren, United Brethren, Free Evangelical Brethren, Plymouth Brethren, the Pentecostals, Church of the Little Children of Jesus Christ, Fire Baptized Holiness Church of God of the Americas.
Hang on, God says, stubbing a joint out. The Fire Baptized Holiness Church of God of the Americas? Are you making this fucking shit up?
No, sir. The God is Love Pentecostal Church, Church of God Jerusalem Acres, Church of God with Signs Following.
Jesus, asleep now.
Church of God of the Original Mountain Assembly. Potter's House of Christian Fellowship. The Charismatics. Calvary Chapel. Charismatic Church of God. City Harvest Church. Jesus Army. Ministries of His Glory. New Frontiers. True Jesus Church. New Birth Movement. New Life Fellowship. Sorry, the last few were actually neo-charismatic. The Quakers, the Stone Campbell Movement, the Millerites, Southcottites, Seventh-day Adventists, the Mormons. They believe your son visited Salt Lake City in Utah at some point where he ministered to...
A doofus, God says to Jesus, who is snoring lightly. God throws a pencil at him, getting him on the forehead and causing him to snap awake.
What?
Were you ever in Salt Lake City?
Is this about that girl? Look, she said she was 18.
Forget it, God says, waving a hand for Matthew to continue.
Ministered to the, Nephites. Then there's the Latter-day Saints, the Prairie Saint denominations, Hendrickites, Bickertonites, Cutlerites, Strangitites, and so on. Then there's the more out-there stuff like the Christadelphians, Christian Scientists, Spirit Wrestlers, Sabotniks, Molokans, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Swedenborgians, the...
Okay, okay, God holds up a hand. Matthew, please shut the fuck up. Cut to the chase, okay? How many of these sons of bitches in total?
Different Christian denominations?
Matthew consults his notes.
A little over 38,000.
A long silence before God says, fuck me, once again. No one's arguing with that, and after another long moment of silence, God asks, how did they get so caught up in the worshiping thing? I mean, do they think I care if they believe in me or not?
They all got really hung up on biblical interpretation, Peter says.
Man, the fucking Bible, Jesus says. The fucking Bible. What a lemon. They got hold of a few stories, anecdotes, gossip, and they'd appended, annotated, amended, extrapolated, and embellished until folk could extract a rubber stamp for just about anything they wanted to do out of that shit.
The feeding of the 5,000. Yeah, right. Jesus remembered that meal. You were lucky if there were 50 of them there. But it was like Lenny Bruce at the Hungry Eye or the Sex Pistols at the 100 Club. If every fucker who claimed they'd been there had actually attended those gigs, then they wouldn't have fitted into Yankee Stadium. And aside from the loaves and fishes, they'd used a lot of fucking couscous that night, man. A lot of fucking couscous. Stretching that food dollar. Not that the Bible had a monopoly on this kind of generous interpretation, of course. A beardy German economist knocks out a little theoretical number on the nature of capitalism. Half a century later, here comes Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot, and before you can say means of production, some poor Cambodian motherfuckers lying there bleeding into the ground, watching his liver getting carried down the street on a stick because he owned, like, a fork. And there's something like 50 million Russians queuing up at the pearly gates.
Oh, hold on a minute, Andrew says, pointing at Matthew. You left out the creationist, you fanny.
Well, actually, Andrew, Matthew replies, I think you'll find that creationism is a belief that's spread across many different sub-branches of Christianity, rather than an actual distinct branch in and of itself.
Creationism? God says. What's that?
Right,
Andrew says, already laughing.
There's these BAMs doing there, mostly in America, right? They're off their fucking heads, so they are. Boss, check this out. You'll no believe it. These cunts believe that the earth is about 10,000 years old.
God looking at him, not understanding.
What do you mean, believe?
I mean, Andrew says, they believe it. They took the ages of every cunt in the fucking Bible and added them up back to Adam and Eve, and that's how they reckon the age of the fucking earth. 10,000 years.
Another long pause before God explodes with laughter. God's laugh. You really have to hear it. It's the most infectious, throaty cackle ever. After a minute, everyone is howling so hard that Jeannie pops her head around the door to check everything's okay. Fueled by the spliffs, soon God is on his knees on the carpet with tears of mirth streaming down his face.
Oh, no, oh, I,
God is saying, gasping for breath.
Oxygen, need oxygen.
10,000 years, Jesus repeats. Oh, man. No, stop it, Peter says.
But what about the rocks?
God asks, fighting to speak.
The fossils, haven't they figured out carbon dating yet?
They have, Matthew says. Even Matthew is crying with laughter.
But, Andrew says, check this out. The creationists say you created the earth with the appearance of age, so people would think it was older than it was.
God is helpless with mirth now, banging the desk with his fist.
You mean I gave it a nice antique-y feel?
Everyone's screaming with laughter. Finally, God pulls himself up into his chair.
Oh, dear. Oh, man. That's priceless.
I know, Matthew says. You wouldn't believe so many of them would go for it, eh?
How do you mean?
God says, still chuckling, wiping a tear away.
Well, some estimates put the number of Americans who believe creationism has some validity at between 40% and 45% of the population.
God stops laughing.
What?
He says, very quietly.
Yes, Matthew says. They teach it in schools.
They teach this shit?
God says slowly, biting his lip.
To kids?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
God smashes the place up. Files going flying, a heavy ashtray shattering off the back wall, a coffee mug following it. A chair getting upended. Everyone stares at their notes, waits for it to blow over. Finally, breathing hard, he sits back down.
But what, he says, what about this kid Darwin? He pretty much figured it all out bang on.
Aye, Andrew says, they say he's the devil.
Are these people literally fucking morons?
It would appear so, sir, yes.
I mean...
God takes an unlit joint from the ashtray and holds it up.
Aren't they smoking enough grass?
Well, not really, sir, no, Peter says.
Dad?
Jesus says. Hello?
Grass is, like, illegal in most places down there.
It's what?
It's against the law to sell or possess marijuana in...
Matthew checks his notes. America? The United Kingdom, France, Australia, Japan, Canada, he goes on.
Why?
God says, leaning towards Peter, ignoring Matthew's drone.
Why would they make something I put there for their pleasure illegal? Don't they like to get high?
They largely used alcohol and tobacco, Peter says. Italy, Spain, Argentina, Ireland.
But
God takes a quick, deep toke.
Why one and not the other?
Money, Peter says simply.
Belgium, Thailand, Finland, Iceland, Norway.
Okay, thank you, Matthew, God says.
They tax the sale of booze and cigarettes. It's Russia, Germany, Singapore.
Will you shut the fuck up?
God throws a donut at Matthew, who shuts up. It's a big money spinner, Peter says.
Is there anything,
God asks the table,
they won't do down there for a fucking buck?
Silence. God rubs his temples, twists his neck, working out some tension before he says,
and we haven't even gotten onto what the Muslims are up to yet. Have you been keeping tabs on all this?
A few sad nods around the table.
I mean, obviously not all the Muslims, but some of these guys, they... like these Taliban guys. Or in Iran? The shit they're up to?
Running out of words, God hits the speakerphone button on the telephone.
Genie, did you get hold of Mohammed yet?
He's holding for you, sir. I'll put him through. He's in the car.
Hello there! Mohammed's voice comes crackly and cheerful through the speaker. How was holiday?
Great, great. Thanks, Mohammed. You're on speaker. I'm here with Peter, John, Matthew, and Andrew, and my son.
Hello, my friends!
Hey, Mohammed!
Everyone choruses. Everyone likes Mohammed. A nice dude.
Jesus, my man, Mohammed continues. How you liking being back? It's all good, buddy.
The fuck it's all good, God cuts in.
Listen, Mohammed, down there on Earth, what the fuck's going on with some of your guys?
Look, I know what you mean. These Taliban dudes, I mean, these fucking guys, man.
Yes, bad men. Very bad men, I agree. Pick a lane, dipshit!
They can hear Mohammed getting on the horn. Sorry.
Yes, but what are we going to do about it?
It is very difficult. They read something, they have their own ideas. Next thing you know, it's all very bad.
No shit,
God sighs. He'd only been back half a day, and he was already heartily sick of textual interpretation. Fine for an undergraduate lit course. If all you're going to do with your interpretation is sit in the student union bar and argue about Joyce's symbolism, then go, as they say, with God. But these fucking guys, were taking their textual interpretation and going out and telling folk they had to walk around in a sack their whole lives, stoning people.
Look, God, my friend, I hate to say this, but you...
Mohammed, I promise you, this is not the time to start in on me about free will.
Okay, okay, hey, what does Mohammed know? I only work here, I...
A jarring burst of static, crackling radio waves.
We should... perhaps... when...
Mohammed? You're breaking up.
Listen, I am... tunnel. You back later?
The line goes dead. God jabs the phone off and sits back.
Well, gentlemen, he says finally, what are we going to do about all this?
It may be a moot point, sir, Peter says. We've run some projections. At the current rate they're using up natural resources, the melting of the polar ice caps, ozone depletion, greenhouse gases, and so forth, they'll render the planet uninhabitable within, 3,000 to 5,000 years. I mean, if you look at something like this, Peter thumbs a remote control and the center of the great glass desk lights up, showing an image of an ocean. He zooms in further and an enormous dark gray swirling pattern becomes visible. Peter zooms again and they see that it is a series of gyres, an enormous vortex of chemical blackness.
"What the fuck is that, and what's it doing in my fucking ocean?" God asks.
"It's what they're calling the Great Pacific Garbage Patch," Peter says. They see now that much of the expanse is made up of plastic waste, chemicals, and sludge, all trapped in a frothing cross-hatching of currents. It looks enormous. A black hole of man-made, non-biodegradable waste.
How big is that? Jesus says.
That's hundreds of thousands of square miles, Matthew says, approximately 6 times the size of mainland Britain, or twice the size of Texas.
God stuffs a fist in his mouth and stifles a scream.
And it just wasn't there a couple of days ago, Peter says. I mean, a couple of days our time. They've done that in 60 or 70 years their time. It's contained to a degree by the currents of the North Pacific Gyre, but unchecked, within another century, it'll basically be a continent of shit.
He hits the remote again, and the table goes blank. Everyone stares at the blank table in silence.
God gets up and walks over to the window. He looks out over the endless springs, meadows, and beaches of heaven, at the perfect sunshine.
"Fuck me,"
he says, for what feels like the umpteenth time this morning.
"I don't think we should let it get to that," John says. Everyone at the table turns to look at him.
"Go on, John,"
God says, his back still to them.
"We need to make a statement. Why let those animals just gradually trash the place on their own? Fuck all that."
John stands up, takes the floor.
"What we need to do is remind them who's boss. Out with a bang, not a whimper. I say we take them all out now while we've got the muscle. I'm talking Revelations type shit. I'm talking fire and motherfucking brimstone. Floods, locusts, tsunamis, Armageddon, asteroid collision, the four horsemen riding in, Gabriel's trumpet right up the ass. The earth splitting open like a goddamn pinata. Judgment Day and say hello to my little fucking friend."
"Wipe them out and start again," Matthew says.
"Yeah, fuck them."
John is breathing hard and he has flecks of saliva at the corners of his mouth.
"Boy might have something," Andrew concedes. "What do you think, sir?"
God picks up a small rock from the windowsill and turns it over in his hand. On the bottom is the fossilized impression of a tiny trilobite, a kind of woodlouse that lived over 500 million years ago and one of the first organisms to develop something resembling eyes. God runs a finger tenderly over the impression.
"Precious little creature,"
he whispers to himself.
"Sir?"
Peter says. God turns to face them and speaks quietly.
"Are you guys out of your fucking minds? Start again? What do you think this is, a jigsaw puzzle? A batch of chocolate cookies? Have you any idea how much work went into that place? It took me a couple of billion years to get to this."
He holds up the trilobite.
"You guys have been up here for about 5 fucking minutes. I had to sit through the Archaean and Proterozoic periods on my own. You try having a conversation with a eukaryote. Then there was the Paleozoic. That was a bunch of fun. 300 million years with nothing but bugs and lizards. Oh yeah, that was party hardy. Even when man arrived."
God moving around the conference table now, his hands behind his back, his voice gradually rising as he addresses each of them in turn.
"You think that was a blast? I mean, have you any idea how boring the Bronze Age was?"
he asks, stopping behind John, leaning close to him.
"The main form of entertainment was fucking bronze!"
Everyone looks at the floor.
"Then finally, the Greeks. Literature, drama, fags. It was all happening. The Romans.
Hey, hang on. They crucified the shit out of us," Jesus says, gesturing around the table.
"Aye, you had it easy," Andrew says. "Try getting crucified on a fucking X-shaped cross. That'll wake you up in the morning, son."
"Get bent,"
Peter says. "They did me upside down." they begin arguing about who had the worst crucifixion.
Come on, God says. Crucifixion's a doddle.
The saints and Jesus burst out laughing. God had found time to bone up on some of the better aspects of the 20th century, too. Comedy and rock and roll. It wasn't all genocide and famine. They found time to invent the electric guitar, too, didn't they? Andrew points at God.
Aye, good one.
It is a deceased parrot, Matthew says.
They're my juniper bushes,
John chips in, everyone laughing now, grateful for a little light relief.
Hey, Dad, you gotta meet Chapman,
Jesus says.
Okay, shut the fuck up, God says, like a bunch of fucking students. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Romans. Granted, we had our differences, and yeah, they went a bit off their tits towards the end, but they could build the shit out of a road, couldn't they?
Everyone nods.
Obviously, we had a bit of an, energy dip in the Middle Ages, but then, bam, the Renaissance.
God sighs.
Art up the wazoo. Continents getting discovered like it's going out of fashion. I mean, yeah, you could already see that we were going to have to watch the fucking Catholics, but on the whole, it was looking promising. Then what? I go off and pull a few trout out the river, and the place gets fucking trashed. That's what.
God sits down heavily in his chair at the top of the table.
What I really want to know, he says, is how did the son of a bitch get so far ahead?
He puts the hours in. You got to give him that, Peter says.
Aye, the boy's nae dummy,
Andrew agrees.
Shit,
God says, thumbing the intercom.
He's going to be unbearable.
Yes, sir,
Jeannie says.
Jeannie, can you arrange a meeting with him?
I'd anticipated that a meeting might be in order, sir,
Jeannie says,
so I took the liberty of making sure he was free for dinner tonight.
Dinner? God groans. Oh, well, I suppose so.
Do you want him to come here?
No, down there. I want to have a look around.
Very good, sir. 8 o'clock?
Fine.
God clicks off and looks across the table to Jesus.
You, laughing boy, you're coming too. Suited and booted.
Aw, Dad, I was gonna... God looks at him. Jesus shuts up.